We are up to Simin Shin Sadik Dalid. We're towards the end of Hilchas Erev already. We'll be doing the entire Simin. Safik Erev. If you have a real case of Safik Erev, Kagon. Safik Imhoya Kayim Ben Ashmashis Im Lav. The halacha is that the Erev has to be there Ben Ashmashis. You're not sure if it was. It got eaten up soon after it was made, and you're not sure. Was it before Shkia that it was eaten up, or after Shkia that it was eaten up? Mutter, the halachi is that Safik Erev Lahokel, Vehu, but the Mechaber adds a condition. Shahoya lo cheskas kashrus, that it had a cheskas kashrus, kagon, shenicho sham, you definitely placed it there. The ear of both Safik, and your question was at which point it got eaten up. Avalim lohay lo cheskas kashrus, whereas if it didn't have a cheskas kashrus, kagon, Safik im hunach sham im lav, you're not sure if you put it down in the first place. There, the Mechaber holds low that kind of suffix, we go l'chumra. Now, the Achronim ask, the halachi is that bein ashmoshes, you're allowed to be ma'ariv. Why are you allowed to be ma'ariv? Because it's a sveika de rabbanan. We don't know if it's night yet. The halachi is erev has to take effect at the very beginning of Shabbos. Bein ashmoshes, you already missed shkia. If the day started at shkia, you're too late. Nevertheless, we say that since Bein HaShemash is a Safik Yom, Safik Laila, Safik Draban, and Lahakel. Now, over there, in the case of Bein HaShemash, it had no Cheskas Kashrus. You definitely didn't have the Erev there at the time that the Safik began. Nevertheless, the Halachi is that it's Mutter. So they want to say that a Safik, if it was put there altogether, is different than when it was Vaday put there, and I just don't know what time it was. The Bir Halacha brings that there are Rishonim that disagree, and they say that from the fact that you can do it Bein HaShemashes is a raya that Safik is Lahakal, and they say that there's a special Halacha in Eruvei Tchumin that Safik is Lachumra if it didn't have a Cheskas Kashrus, but not in Eruvei Chatzeris. So Lemaisa, he sounds like he's allowing you to rely on that if necessary. Another example of something that did not have a Cheskas Kashrus is if you make an Erev, you'll say you made it a Shetufa Mavois and you used meat, and then you found out that it was a Suffolk, whether or not that meat was treif. Treif meat is inedible, it would not work for Shetufa Mavois or a Ruvei Chatzeris. So the halacha would be there that since that Suffolk doesn't have a Cheskas Kashrus, according to the Shulchan Aruch, it would be Yasser. In other words, we'd have to go Lachumra. Siv Beis, Vitzar She'erev Ben Ashmashes, Mamakim She'roy Litlo. The same way that Ben HaShemashes, it has to be in existence, it also has to be in a place that you could possibly obtain, you can get hold of it. Hilkach, Im Nafal Olav Gal, a building collapsed on it. Veini Yochal Litlo below Marav HaChatzina, and the only way to get it out is to start shoveling on Shabbos, or Yontif, which you cannot do. So Osir, it does not become an Erev. Now what happens if the building fell on it and you can take the rocks away without a shovel? Even though the rocks are Muktzah, since it's Bein HaShemashes, the halach is that in time of need, you're allowed to move Muktzah Bein HaShemashes. Hagah, says the Ramah, the Erev Ein Sarach Lios Kaim Rak Bein HaShemashes. The Erev only has to be there Bein HaShemashes, which means when Shabbos comes in, so Bein HaShemashes, every second of it, we don't know, maybe Shabbos is just coming in now. But after Bein HaShemashes, once it's Vaday Laila, there's no need for the Erev to be there anymore. As soon as it's Vaday Tzeisek Achav, you're allowed to eat it. V'yesh Liftzoa Lo B'Shachris B'Shabbos. Ideally, you should use it Shabbos morning for your challah. V'dafka B'makom Shenogim L'Arav Kol Arav Shabbos. Havalod Fei L'Arav Al Kol Hashanah B'Pamachas K'Liel. The Mishtabura says that's only in a place where they make a new Erev every week. It's preferable that you make one every year. This way you're not going to forget to do it. Now, why did he tell us to have it Shabbos morning in the Suda? So first of all, since it was used for one mitzvah, we want to use it for another mitzvah. But what's with regard to the night Suda? Why do you have to wait for the morning Suda? Since it was not uncommon for people to eat early, the chash is that your evening Suda is going to end up Bein HaShemashes. People make an early Shabbos. That'll still be Bein HaShemashes. Whereas by day, it'll Vaday be after Tzeisek HaChavim of the night before. Now, the halachi is that B'diyevet, if it got eaten Bein HaShemashes, we say that it's a Safik. As long as you put the Erev in before Bein HaShemashes and it got eaten during Bein HaShemashes, so we say it's a Safik Drabbanan and we go Lahakel. Nevertheless, lechatchila, you shouldn't eat it until after Ben Hashmashas. Siv Gimel. Nosno b'migdal, you put it in a closet. V'nol b'fonov, and you lock the closet. V'yavar ha-maftech, and you lost the key. Kodem shechsheicha, before dark. Im ief shalotzi air v'lm kenasa malocha gemura. If the only way to open it up in order to get out the Erev would be to do malacha daraisa, ben hashmashes harezek kamisha ovad ve'eno Erev she'yef shaliachlo. The halacha is it's as if the Erev got lost because it's physically impossible to eat this. Now, when is it a malacha gemura? Pashtis, that's talking about where either this closet is built in, it's connected to the ground, or it's a large closet that can hold mem saw, which we saw in the halachas of Binyan on Shabbos, could turn it into a da'araisa. Now, the Bir Halacha still doesn't like the idea of it being a malacha gemura, because what are you doing? In order, if you lost the key, you're going to break it. So that's not a malacha gemura. That's a makalkal. It's not a sosur amanas livnos. So in the Bir Halacha, he wants to say it could be that since this closet is unopenable, breaking it open is considered a tikkun, which is something he explored back in the Bir Halacha in the Malachas of Topher and Korea. That he says is one pshat. Or since it is so much like binyan, it's the same act as sosu amanas livnos, that Chazal asked it anyway. Now, what happens if someone locked it, put away the key, and he just can't remember where he put it? That's not called Never HaMafteach, because eventually he's going to find it. Similarly, if it was an Emes and Never HaMafteach, meaning it was taken out, someone stole it, but you found it on Shabbos, L'mafreya, it's going to work. Retroactively, we would say that it was good, and you can rely on this Erev.